So that's the draft name. In the slides, I'm not really going to talk about the specific use cases in any kind of detail. You can go and read the draft for that. What I really wanted to do was try and talk about some of the differences between, or at least that I perceive, between the peer-to-peer use cases and CDN. Some of the value that I think Alto can add to a CDN, and then just a quick overview of the use cases. So I'm not a peer-to-peer expert, so don't lynch me if you disagree with this stuff. But how I see it is that a peer-to-peer client doesn't really care where its peers actually are. It just wants to use location, in the case of Alto, as a proxy for performance, with the thinking that people closer are likely to give better performance than people further away. And therefore, it's really a kind of relative game. Peer-to-peer clients don't really care that much about lots and lots of PIDs, because location is just a proxy for performance. You can really break it down as people that are kind of close to me, same region, maybe the same network, maybe my preferred peered networks, and then everybody else in a lump. Changing PID names doesn't matter, because that's just completely abstract. And typically, the client is controlled by someone else to the server. And some of these things, I think, are quite different when you look at it from a CDN perspective. So with CDN, the location of peers is actually quite important, because CDNs apply a lot of policy based on where users and servers are located. And so knowing, quote-unquote, an exact location, at least like some kind of regional location, is important. And those policies aren't just defined by whoever's running the CDN. They're also defined by the customers of the CDN. So chopping and changing them all the time actually has a direct impact on the people that are effectively producing the revenue. I think a CDN will often want the complete network map rather than just like a relative cost between locations, so that it can build up effectively a full topology of what the network looks like. And then that knocks on to changing PID names actually has quite a big impact, because you're mapping a PID name to a location, and if you start screwing around with that, you start screwing around with the way the CDN views the topology, and therefore the policies that are applied. It's probably not impossible to get around, but it certainly adds a whole bunch of complexity in. Often a CDN might be operated by the same entity as the Alto server, so there's maybe a higher level of trust, maybe a higher degree of detailed information that's prepared to be shared than just kind of a random peer-to-peer client. And finally, like, the CDN might actually be talking to multiple Alto servers, and so it needs some way to maybe consolidate the same view of the same network or similar networks from two different sources. I do see Alto as being like quite a useful tool for CDN, primarily acting as an abstraction layer. So as a CDN guy, I look at a network and I want to know the topology and I want to know the costing, but I don't want to have to worry about the whole multitude of different IGPs, BGP, is traffic engineering running, what else is running. I don't care about any of that. And Alto, I think, offers a great abstraction to just say, for your purpose, this is what the network is. It can also, I think, get value by combining other data. So an operator that has a CDN and a network might want to use Alto so that least cost routing, or the same routing path taken by high-speed internet or something, might not be what they want their CDN to do, and they can kind of play with the map a little bit, whereas if all I'm doing is listening into, like passively listening into an IGP or something, I'm not going to get that. And it, like, that might be operated by different entities. So the real value of Alto for me is it kind of decouples the network from the application. And as a CDN guy, Alto can just tell me what the the map is and the costs, and I can get on with it, and I don't have to worry about all the complexity underneath. So what we've got in the draft, really, is a set of use cases. Some of them are extracted from Draft Penno. Some of them are new. I think it's a slightly different level to what was in Draft Penno. So what we try to do is really give a kind of high-level, kind of functional description of the use case rather than Draft Penno's got a lot more kind of lower-level detail. The general use case really splits into two. There's, as a CDN, discovering where end users are. And then the second case is, what are the costs between locations with CDN equipment in and locations with end users in? And user is kind of means two things. Primary, I guess, means end users that are consuming content out the CDN. But it's also covered by the actual origin where the CDN gets content from originally. And I see value in being able to use Alto to pick between multiple origins, or at least provide the network data to allow the CDN to do that. So the specific use cases we've got cover a range of kind of more specifics around that. So it's just exposing network provider and user reachability, exposing what the CDN is able to reach to content providers, and then CDN deployed in broadband network, CDN doing over-the-top delivery, and acquiring content from multiple upstream sources. That's all I had.
Just one, this is Rich Alimi. If you go back to the topology, or the one where you're talking about exposing more raw topology, I'd like, maybe you can
that one?
Be... yeah, this will do. Maybe you can talk a little bit more about how this might change the model, right? So if you're exposing raw topology, are you talking about exposing the links on the graph, or are you talking about exposing more PIDs that provide more fine-grained information? Because that one of those is a different change in the model that we have, right?
Okay, so I think there's two things. One is... nothing, I guess, to do with Alto the protocol. It's a server, Alto server-specific implementation value add of taking a raw network topology, combining it with something else, and then exposing that kind of mixture. And that doesn't impact the protocol at all. I think the one thing that I don't have completely figured out in my head, but worries me a little bit about the current protocol is the full meshiness of it in terms of when you're thinking about peer-to-peer clients that maybe don't care about PIDs or that many PIDs, a full mesh doesn't really matter. If you're talking about a large network with thousands of routers in, your cost map pretty quickly starts to explode. What I'm not sure about is whether the best approach to that is for the Alto server to do some, if you like, internal magic to reduce the number of PIDs and more intelligently group things into PIDs, or whether it's just simpler to go for a graph. But a graph is quite a big change to the current way that the protocol is structured, right?
So on the wire, we may not have to change a whole lot, but it does change how it's interpreted at the client, right? Because suddenly you're getting a sparse matrix that's an adjacency matrix instead of a... right, and costs, and that changes how you interpret it. It's also a difference in the way that we're thinking. So if we're actually going along, if the proposal is to go along the lines of exposing raw topology, that's probably something that's worth calling out explicitly and making sure that it doesn't get convoluted with the existing way where privacy is one of the things that we kept in mind.
Right? Agreed, right? So I'm doing some kind of offline work to try and form my opinion of what I think is a good approach. If we do need to expose raw topology, say as a graph or sparse adjacencies, then I think we've got the flexibility in the protocol to offer that as a service, be it optional or whatever, without conflicting with what we've got already. The question in my mind is it necessary to do that? And I don't have a good solid answer yet. I'm still sat on the fence.
And on the same subject, I'm not sure this is related in the protocol itself. The way you expose your topology, the level of abstraction that you put, the granularity that you give, can be exactly the same as the one you have at a network layer. So you can build a network and a cost map that exactly represents your ISIS link state database, if you will. At the other side, you can also aggregate, hide, or make abstractions of your topologies. I think it's more a matter of implementation capability at one side and deployment considerations at the other side, how you are going to configure. With one maybe, a concern that is less important in the CDN case than in the peer-to-peer case is that's the confidentiality. Most of the CDNs are operated by the same, at least, company than the infrastructure they reside on. So the confidentiality issue is probably less critical than in peer-to-peer. So I don't think it's something that, I mean, I don't have the feeling it is something that will have to be addressed in the protocol. The level of information you are going to propagate, it's more a matter of implementation.
I think it, well, I maybe, right? So I have a representation within the CDN of the network map. And if you just give me a full mesh, then I have to reverse engineer the topology out of that. And the cost, like the cost map for a large network explodes. So it's not impossible, but are there optimizations that we can do to make it better? And like I said before, right, it's ongoing work, and I don't have like a
Yeah,
a
but this
opinion.
Has probably more to do on where do you want to put your complexity? Do you want to put your complexity on the CDN, so give him the intelligence to very well process your cost and network maps to derive the exact topology that you need? Or you may choose a different strategy where you say, no, the complexity stays in the Alto server, and the Alto server delivers the ECS, the endpoint cost service. So it's a different approach. I think it's more along this kind of discrimination between giving full-blown information or giving an aggregated information.
Yeah, maybe. And it might depend a bit on how you build your CDN and what precisely you want to use it for. So if all you care about is costs, then maybe something like an endpoint cost service matters.
You have different meanings and different dimensions of the cost. You can have policies, you can have user profiles, you can have delays on links, you can have whatever. But this is something that can be processed inside the Alto server and just reflected in a cost map or in a network map or in an ECS service.
Okay.
Oh, and I have one more comment. As an individual, just too lazy to reach the middle of the room. But this document looks, it is a use case document in the title, but in practice looks not far from a usage document. A document that, you know, kind of tells CDN operators and ISPs how to deploy a CDN with an Alto server. And it is to me, again, personally, something that would be very useful. I mean, can you comment on that? Is that your intention to provide guidelines for Alto deployers to deploy services that can be used for deploying a CDN, hopefully a multi-vendor CDN from an ISP perspective? That would be the desiderata.
So that wasn't directly, I guess, my intent wasn't to say give deployment guidance or something. It was more to try and say, as a CDN guy, this is how I can see people using Alto alongside CDN to make the CDN quote unquote better, if you like, or get the same data in a more straightforward manner.
What I mean, what I appreciate much is this idea of an interface between the CDN and the network, and how to use Alto for doing that is something that has a lot of value to me. But again, this is as an individual.
The original intent of at least the panel draft was to describe eventually, so at the end of the cycle, requirements that have not been addressed by the initial requirements document and that are related mostly to CDNs. But I agree with your point. There are, at least there is an intersection between this draft and the deployment draft, because we mostly try to describe how Aalto is used or could be used in different contexts. So maybe at some point we should try to do either consider a second level of merge or anyway an integration. But the original intent was to come down to describing new requirements that are not satisfied today in the Aalto protocol.
So I think that's a good point, right, where, and we talked about it kind of offline, where this draft is describing the use cases and there's an intention to write sort of a parallel or a sister draft, if you like, that's specific on requirements. It's just that's not kind of out in the wild yet, right? So I see this is use cases. Requirements that fall out the back will come along. I think in terms of the current deployment considerations draft, I think it's a little bit early to bake CDN into that just because we don't have any deployment experience with it directly, right?
Well, in fact, we do.
What, there's someone's using Aalto within their CDN live?
Yes.
I think it's worth documenting that if we can, then. But, I mean, I'm not aware of people doing it in anger, but that's just my perspective.